The next coach in the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 3-1 overall and open Big Ten play at Nebraska on Saturday. An 8 p.m. contest to be televised by the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Last week's game after the rain delay, you know, as usual this year, it seems, that we decided to come out in the second half and play a little bit better than we did in the first half. And as I mentioned in the press conference earlier yesterday, that, you know, very proud of the way that how resilient this football team is and in the way that they understand, you know, that they're going to come out and get after it and never quit. Very proud of the way they're doing that. But, you know, it's Big Ten time for us, and we need to make sure that we're playing all four quarters to be competitive in the Big Ten.
All right, Coach, let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Josh Ferguson set career highs with rushing yards, all-purpose yards, total touchdowns against Texas State. Talk about his development this year.
Well, I think, again, as the offense in general progresses each and every week, you know, we've got some new players at very key positions. And we've been trying to get Josh, you know, opportunities. And I think what really happened in that football game is we were able to create some opportunities because some other people were playing extremely well. And he was able to, you know, gain yardage in the run game and then also on screen plays. And that was what really was influential in the game. And as you see Josh and the way he performed last year, kind of was the same way. So we're going to continue to work with Josh and Donovan Young and you know, make sure that we're progressing the way we need to with them as football players.
Your next question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Tim. Just wondering if you could talk a little about where you see the run game or the your run defense now and assess how it's been this, so far in the early part of the season and just the challenge they'll have this weekend.
Well, you know, first, I think we've made tremendous strides in what we were at this time last year. You know, maybe it's through the development of players and through being in this program for a year now, because we do have so many young men that are back from up front and at the linebacker positions and really all in general. So we've made our strides. A lot of people are running the football. We've given up too many, you know, big crucial situations. We've got to win those situations defensively, and those are run situations that we've got to get ourselves better with. But we will definitely be challenged this week. I think, you know, as I watched the film on Nebraska, very good offensive line. I've got a lot of depth. You see 10 guys basically playing a lot of football for them. One of the best, arguably, but in my opinion, one of the best running back that we face so far by far, and he is an outstanding talent. I think what they do offensively with the run pass play options for the quarterback, you know, it's a lot like a wishbone type, not wishbone, where they're reading you know, defenders to determine if the ball's going to be handed or not. You know, that is really utilized them to be very, very good on running the football. So we know it'll be a challenge. It needs to be a four-quarter challenge for us.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Arnold with ChicagoFootball.com.
Hey, Coach, how would you assess Wes Lunn after 4 weeks?
Well, again, you know, number-wise, he's one of the top in the country and top 10 in the country. He, you know, as all of our kids, I think Wes has you know, played very good in the second half of football games. You know, and I think it's not just because of Wes. I think our wide receivers might have been a little off early in the football games, and then they've gotten better and better as the games progress. So I'm happy the way he's playing, and we got to continually get better. There's no question about it, but we've got to start off much, much better now that the Big Ten season is here.
in the year that he didn't play last year, what did you do to him, you know, with him, just to kind of keep him in that quarterback mindset?
Well, he was involved in some of the, of course, the meetings where he would sit in and listen to the game plan that we were giving Nathan and Riley at the time. So he was involved in a lot of that stuff. But, you know, he still wasn't getting the same amount of work as being a player that was going from a scout team quarterback to a starting quarterback. So he's really grasped that this year. And, you know, you see him in here, just like all quarterbacks that are being successful. He's in here all the time trying to make his game better.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Tim, you have any feel for Geronimo Allison when you'll have him back?
Well, we sure hope so. Today he is practicing, and, you know, we hope to definitely make that decision on Thursday. But he's important for us to get back on the football field as fast as we can.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, thanks so much.
You bet.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Coach, what are you going to do to Nebraska's running game? Because last week they tore up Miami, and Miami has, you know, some issues on defense. What did you see on video with their running game?
Well, you know, Miami runs a little bit of a different defense than we do. You know, we've studied all three football games, you know, and or all four football games, excuse me, including the Miami you know, one of the things that you know, as you watch what Nebraska does on offense is as you try to load that box to stop the run, then they'll hit you with the play action pass because they've got some great wide receivers that can make plays. So I think mixtures is what we have to do to be successful. We were not able to do that last year by any means. So we're going to have to be able to you know, be able to load the box at times and then be able to show them that the box is loaded and then get out of it because, you know, they're going to try to attack you with the pass game then.
Well, I'll reassess your team after the first four games this year. What did you see that's different from this year than last year?
Well, I think, you know, we're playing to the last whistle. Offensively, defensively, and special teams. The challenge of this football team is to play up to its potential for four quarters, and I think everybody's seen that. I think we have some talent here. You know, it might be some new talent that hasn't been here for maybe more than a year or less, so it's still taking some development in that, but I do think that we're a more talented football team than we were at this time last year.
Well, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
I just had a quick, two real quick things. As far as the injuries go, how is Tico Powell? Do you expect him to be back too, or any updates on how he's progressing?
Well, we're going to see how he performs today. And like I said, on Thursday we'll have the decision, but we'll see how he progresses in the next 2 days.
And as far as the kicking game goes, is it officially Reisner's job now?
Well, it is on paper, and we will compete like we do at every position. But right now, if we had to go out and kick today at this time, and we haven't practiced yet, David would be our kicker.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
All right. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks much.